Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offered a set of new standards by which his disciples and all Christians should live by. When you read the Sermon on the Mount, you will find several places where Jesus said things like, "You have heard thus and such, but here's what I am telling you to do." One example of these new standards is found in Matthew 5, verses 21 and 22. There Jesus says, quote, "You have heard that it was said of the people long ago, 'You shall do no murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But then in verse 22, Jesus says this, quote, 'But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or a sister will be subject to judgment.'" Here Jesus is giving his disciples a new standard by which to live by. No longer could they claim, "Well, I haven't murdered anyone yet, so I'm keeping that commandment." Here Jesus expands the principle, the commandment, to do no murder by saying, if you're even angry with someone, it's almost like you committed murder yourself, and you will be judged for it. Friends, no doubt this is a difficult principle to abide by. Because if we let ourselves, it is so easy to get angry with someone at times. People get angry with each other all the time. It seems that some individuals almost enjoy being angry with other people. But when it comes to anger, there is a real danger. Friends, if a person becomes angry at someone, over time, if the anger is unchecked, if that anger is unresolved, that anger can fester and that anger can escalate. And an anger which refuses to be appeased may eventually seek revenge. Many physical assaults and even murders occur because of unbridled and uncontrolled anger. Brethren, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. We, as His disciples, are to be agents of peace in this world. It is very hard, it is very difficult to be peacemakers if we are angry. Let me leave you with this advice. If you are angry at someone, pray for that person. Even if you feel justified in your anger, pray for that person. Brethren, it is very difficult to remain angry with someone if you are truly and sincerely praying for that person. And finally, consider this. If someone is angry at you, wouldn't you want them to pray for you? Amen.